A Lawrence District Court judge has temporarily blocked enforcement of Kansas's 2025 law eliminating the state's 3-day grace period for counting mail-in ballots, keeping the legal battle over election procedures front and center. Joining us now is State Representative Pat Proctor, who is also a candidate for Kansas Secretary of State, to discuss the ruling, what it means for voters, and where the case goes from here. Pat, thanks for joining us. Pleasure to have you back on the show again, brother.
No, thank you for having me on, John. I really appreciate it.
So, and to think, buddy, this guy was, you know, 2 votes away from being on the Supreme Court, and we would have had no say on the matter. So, you know, I try and remind folks, this, by the way, this is also the same guy that said that boys, you know, parents should be able to take their kids and have them have gender transition surgeries. What's your reaction to this ruling, and, you know, where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, this is this law. I worked on it for 3 years. It puts us in line with another 32 states across the country that make Election Day Election Day. We're not going to be like California. We're not going to keep taking ballots for days after the election. 7 p.m. on election night, you got to have your ballot in, which makes eminent good sense. But I just say, John, this is part of a bigger problem. You know, the Elias Group, Hillary Clinton's Russiagate lawyer, they camp out in Kansas because our courts are so bad. And, you know, the ACLU and the you know, Wildlight and League of Women Voters, they sue us on every election law because our courts are so bad and they know they're going to get a favorable ruling. You know, they just sue. They're going to sue us. They just told us they're going to sue us on the Save Kansas Act that we passed earlier this year. It puts mechanisms in place so we can get dead people off the voter rolls, puts mechanisms in place so we can make sure that non-citizens aren't ending up on our voter rolls. I guess we're afraid that we're going to disenfranchise dead people and non-citizens. So they're going to sue us. And if we don't fix our court, they're going to overturn the law. It's outrageous. And it's because our courts are so bad. I agree with everything you said in that monologue.
What is the defense? What possible is there justification they have for arguing that dead people and non-citizens should stay on our voter rolls?
Oh, well, you know, they'll say, oh, well, it's going to just be a purge and we're just going to take everybody.
Well, yeah, we're purging dead people and non-citizens.
Yeah, exactly. I heard the same argument on the floor of the House when I was carrying this bill. You know, the Democrats like, oh, you know, well, what if they accidentally take somebody off the voter roll who's alive? Well, you know what? If that person shows up at the poll,
then we'll put them back on.
Shows their ID. Yeah. They give them a provisional ballot. They immediately put them right back on. And they said, they actually said this on the floor. Well, how are they going to prove they're alive?
Oh, my God. I mean, these people are so stupid.
You can't make this stuff up. You know, it's anything they can do to subvert and undermine our election system, you know, to make it easier to cheat. And, you know,
exactly.
And, you know, it's not common. But the reason it's not common is because we have these mechanisms in place and they're working to chip away at all the common sense measures we've put in place to ensure that our elections are free and fair.
You know, the thing that gets me here that I love to point out, Florida, which has significant, what, millions more voters than Kansas does, they can conduct their entire elections, get them in, done, counted, and done on election night. And they do it efficiently every year. And you look at California, it took them over 30 days to count a Los Angeles mayor's race. You know, I don't understand. If Florida can do it, why can't every state do it? Why do we have to wait hours to get the results for Kansas House races in Sedgwick County sometimes? It makes no sense to me. If the state of Florida can do their entire election in one night, why the rest of the country can't do it?
You know, they hate it when I call them this, so I call them this all the time. The Axis of Ballot Harvesting, these groups, they're trying to turn Kansas into California. And you look at the things they're attacking, you know, the grace period, right? We're going to keep on taking ballots for days after the election. Signature verification, they're suing, and they may well get that overturned. In California, you can have somebody sign as a witness for you. And then they just send a mail-in ballot to everybody, whether they ask for it or not. You know, and so you've got a system where you're sending all these ballots to dead people and to non-citizens, And then you don't even have to prove that that person touched the ballot. It just gets signed by some witness and gets turned in. That's what they're trying to do with Kansas elections. And they're going to be just as bad as the California elections if we let them win.
We're talking with Pat Proctor, who's a candidate for Kansas Secretary of State. Pat, I know I'm coming up on my bottom of the hour break, but President Trump did a primetime address on election integrity Thursday. He raised some serious issues about some of the vulnerabilities in our nation's election systems. Are you concerned with some of the issues that the president brought up?
Well, you know, a lot of what he raised was about our voter rolls. You know, I held a hearing last year on our voter rolls, and we found out that there are more people 65 years or older on our voter rolls than there are humans 65 years or older in the state of Kansas. And it's not that our clerks are bad people. It's that they can only do the things that we give them the authority to do in law. And, you know, it's not super common, but we have non-citizens on our voter rolls. We just, you know, mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, just pled guilty to voting as a non-citizen for 29 years. So it does happen. I sponsored and passed a constitutional amendment, so it'll actually be illegal in the state of Kansas to vote if you're a non-citizen. That wasn't in our statutes or in our Constitution before. We put a lot of mechanisms in place. So I heard the president loud and clear. I've been working on these issues for a long time, and I think that here in Kansas we're addressing them. But if we don't fix our courts, all of those mechanisms that I fought for the last 4 years as chair of the Elections Committee are going to go away.
You know,
I just say, I know you're coming up on a hard break, but you know, my Democrat opponent, my probable Democrat opponent, she's backed by a PAC. It's called March on PAC. It's sponsored by George Soros and foreign billionaires and all the same people as Axis Ballot Harvesting. They want a Democrat as Secretary of State, because when they sue these laws, they sue the Secretary of State. And if they have a Democrat, they won't fight to save the laws. And so this is all part of a coordinated effort. And I think Kansans need to stand up, fix our courts, and then send a Republican to the Secretary of State's office so they can defend these laws.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Both of my parents have passed, but they were, you know, they voted religiously, and the last couple of years they did mail in, and it just makes me wonder. You know, I wonder if my mom and dad are still on a voter roll somewhere, and it's worrisome, to be honest with you. Pat, if folks are interested, if they want to support you, if they want information, or more importantly, if they want to donate, they can do that at Pat Proctor 4KS, and it's the number 4, correct?
That's right. And, you know, I don't have a primary, but we are going to have a tough general election. This is the Democrats' one chance to get this while it's an open seat, and so I need everybody's help.
Well, Pat, I've endorsed you, and I encourage folks to get out there and support you, and we'll be with you to help you through the general too, my friend.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate the support of the people of Kansas.